This is the Chinese president's first state visit to the U.S. since taking office in 2012. Xi Jinping has met with local political leaders and made a key policy speech and is scheduled to meet with business leaders and visit a school in Tacoma City. He is also set to hold talks with top business executives, including the CEOs of Apple, Microsoft, and IBM. Despite different views on some issues between the world's largest developing and developed country, China and the United States have witnessed strong economic ties. They've also successfully cooperated on several key global issues, including climate change and the Iran nuclear negotiations. Securing business deals is high on the agenda for the Chinese president's stop in Washington state. Sources close to the arrangement say the two countries are likely to seal more than 40 agreements during his entire trip, including a major climate change deal. Former U.S. Ambassador to China Gary Locke says he expects several business deals to be sealed during President Xi's visit that will benefit the two sides, particularly Washington State.
There's going to be an agreement signed with one of the new Chinese companies that's establishing a methanol production company facility in Longview, Kalama area, which is going to employ thousands of workers permanently. There's a joint effort to develop the next generation of nuclear power. That's a Washington State company, and there'll be an agreement signed there.
Locke also says these projects will boost job creation and exports to China, as well as attracting more Chinese companies to the region. Washington State sends a quarter of all of its exports to China. Trade between the two countries reached to an all-time high of some $550 billion last year, with bilateral investments surpassing $120 billion. It's estimated that by 2022, China and the U.S. will become each other's biggest trading partner. Veteran journalist Sidney Rittenberg says mutual trust is the most important thing in nurturing the bilateral relations between the two countries.
When the people in the two governments are dealing with each other can develop a certain amount of trust, not suspect the motives of the other side, things work very well. When it's based on speculation about what's in the minds of the leaders on the other side, then we get in trouble.
The Chinese president also has a personal connection with the state. In 1994, he signed a sister city agreement between Tacoma and the capital of southeastern China's Fujian province, Fuzhou, where he served as city leader. For CRI, I'm Sui reporting from Seattle.